Amen. Any question? Can I answer a few questions? Then we go to prayers. Okay. Yes. Let's hear your
question. Praise the Lord. My question goes like this. What is the positive for a person that accepted Christ for his life? Because as I read...
Sorry, what is what?
What is the first step?
The first stage.
Step.
First step.
I am Yausa man. I'm sorry for my English. What is the first step for a person that accepted Christ for his life? Because I have seen a glory. And the glory that I see in this place is the person that have experience of something like this. So that is my question.
You've seen the glory of this place.
Oh, yes.
This church.
Yeah, there is the glory of God.
And are you a Christian?
I am a Muslim. I accepted Christ on Tuesday, last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. Clap your hands, church. Hey. Why did you accept Christ?
Since when something happened last year with me and Boko Haram killed my mom, killed my wife and my son. So I'm not be having peace of mind running around. You know, I come have a dream. Somebody tell me with white cloth in dream that let me accept Christ. It is only a person that will give me joy of my heart.
Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. That's why we sing, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart.
He's always with us if we do our part. There's storms in this wild world that measure our hope. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
This church on Tuesday, I am very appreciate God that my joy of my heart has come back.
You felt peace when you entered here. So your question is more than just to answer like this, eh? But for the sake of some other people that may be in your same shoe, let me just add this fact. You see, what is the first step? Now, you ask the question, you say, what is the first step one takes after you have accepted Jesus? No, that question is not properly put. The question should be, what is the first step to take if I want to accept Christ? You know, they mean two different things. He says, what is the first step to take after I have accepted Christ? Now the first step to come to Christ is to accept him. That is the first step. Now, accept him for what and as what? Is to accept him as the propitiation for your sin. Is to accept him as the ransom for your life, is to accept him as your redeemer. Now, each of these, amen, you need to understand, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The whole world, because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, everyone, man, Adam and all his offspring departed from God. And because they departed from God, Satan took over and was leading us to hell. For the soul that sinner shall die. And that death is not dying physical death like this. It's eternal damnation, hellfire. But God is merciful. And decided, no, let him make a way for this, his people to escape. For God so loved the world. And he gave us Jesus. Why? Because the law of redemption and the law of life generally. Before you can live and be alive like this, something has died for you to be alive. Do you eat meat?
Yes, sir.
Do you eat meat?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Nachi nama?
Nachi.
Nama. Now.
Waniri nama, sir.
Waniri
nama. Nama
ra. Ko wanere, ko wanema, ko wanekowe.
Nachi.
Now, you eat meat. Put the microphone, let him hear very well. You eat meat. The reason we eat meat is so that we shall have protein. If you don't have protein, you will die. For you to be alive, that animal has to die.
Yes, sir.
For you to eat vegetable and hold some vitamins in your body, some plants will die. Correct?
Okay, sir.
The law of life is that for man to have eternal life, another man has to die so that the life in that man can come to us and we shall live forever. That's the mystery of redemption. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Open my eyes that I may see. Hey. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Blessed in my life, the wonderful gift, the show of class has set me free. Listen, what's your name?
My name is Mohammed Salisu.
Mohammed Salisu, from which state?
From Kano State.
From Kano.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, listen. Amen. When we preach, people look at us as if it's PDP and APC looking for members. We are talking about life and death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He died because the depth of sin, the soul that sinners shall die. But instead of you to die, Jesus offered himself so that you will die. And since he has died, you cannot die again if you believe him, if you accept him. The debt we owe. Hallelujah. The reason we are miserable, all human beings, the way we are, suffering, killing one another, and Satan messing us up, is because we are far from God. But the Bible tells us the mystery. God himself decided to come back to earth here and was in that man Jesus, reconciling the whole world to himself. That is the mystery. So, I was like you too. But when my eyes opened to see who Jesus is, and he made a statement that made all other religions to hate him and hate his followers. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. No human being on earth, no religion on earth can have access to the creator of the heavens and the earth unless you go through Jesus. All other religions, that's why we sing All other gods, they are the works of men.
You are the only one.
There is no one like him.
There is no one like you.
That's the mystery of redemption. Hallelujah. God himself. Amen. The reason why he used Jesus. The reason why he used Jesus is because Jesus had to come through the virgin birth. No man pregnanted Mary. You know that.
Even Quran says,
the Quran says it.
It's a word of God.
No man, no human being pregnanted Mary. God himself formed that body in the womb of Mary and brought his spirit to dwell in him. Why did he go through the cross? I mean, through Mary's womb like that? Why didn't he? Because the law of redemption, the law of salvation is that for you to deliver somebody who is in prison of Satan, you must be free yourself. No human being was qualified because all have the blood of Adam. Therefore, all of us, we are in prison. So who will deliver man? Therefore, God himself decided to bring somebody that will not have the blood of Adam. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And use him, innocent person, to suffer all that he suffered and died that gruesome death that he died. If Satan had known who he was and what would be the effect of what is happening when they were killing him on the cross on Calvary, if they had known, he would not have touched him. And when he was hanging on the cross on Calvary, he shouted, "It is finished." What is finished? What is finished? The trouble that man had that separated man from God has been settled. The price has been settled. That's why we sing, Jesus paid it
all.
He paid it with his blood.
All to him I owe. See how less I briefly say.
That's why Christians sing all the way to Calvary.
He went for me, Jesus.
He went for me,
Jesus.
He went
all the way to Calvary.
All the way to Calvary.
He went
for me.
I could see
him
to save
me. Hallelujah. He did not commit any sin. It was our sin he took upon himself. It was our sin he took upon himself and hung there on the cross. And he said we should look unto Jesus. Any sinner like you, come here today now, you are a sinner. All of us, we are sinners. But if you can look at that cross, you will see a man that is hanging there. And may God help you to understand that you are the reason he went there. He paid that price for you so that Satan can have no power again over you. He said we should go and preach that gospel to the whole world. What gospel are we preaching? That the problem we have with God is settled. through the cross on Calvary. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, the Bible says, and by his stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, go and preach that gospel to the whole world. He said, he that believe what? Believe that I should have died, but Jesus went and died my death. I cannot die again. He has paid that price. Do you believe it? Yes. Then that person must baptize. Why do you have to baptize? Baptism is you demonstrating what you believe. That Jesus died for my sake and was buried. The third day he resurrected. He died and paid the price for my sins. And the power of death, he defeated it in the grave. On the third day, death could not hold him captive. He broke the power of the grave and set us free. Therefore, there is a resurrection day coming. Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ arise,
we shall rise. Hallelujah. We shall rise.
Grave could not hold him captive. That's why we sing, my soul doth magnify the Lord.
And my spirit.
And my spirit. Praise his name. Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord.
He defeated the power of the grave. Since he did it for me, I die with him. That is repentance. I went to the grave with him, and I came out with him. Oh, glory be to God. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. Saved from what? There's a destruction that is coming upon this world. One of these days, the Bible tells us, even the Quran says it, everything on earth here will be wiped away. But before he will wipe it, he show us mercy. Oh, glory be to God. How did he show us that mercy? That blood of Jesus that was shed when they pierced him on the cross, blood and water came out. Inside that blood, there is a life inside. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That life, when you believe and you're baptized like that, that life is eternal life. It comes upon that person that truly believe and repent. That life is what is the spirit that is in Christ Jesus. That spirit is what we call the Holy Spirit. It is the spirit of God that is in him. It was released when they pierced him. The Bible says he shouted, it is finished. And he bowed down his head and gave up the Holy Ghost. He gave up the ghost. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, if that spirit that was in Jesus Christ, that followed him to the grave, it is because of that spirit that is in him. That is why that grave could not hold him captive. If it is in you, you have conquered death. One of these days, he will come. Only those who have the Spirit of Jesus in them by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when they believe, they are the ones he will take away. When he takes them away, then he will come and destroy the whole world. Then bring us back now. to live a life of righteousness. To live on earth here according to his agenda. Amen. And now, like Noah, Noah preached that the whole world will be destroyed with water. They didn't believe him. See what Peter said. Can we read it? 2 Peter chapter 3. Let me just read that only. I've been quoting all the one where they talk. Now, Bible has the quote for you, but just read this one first. Chapter from verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, the promise that he will destroy this world. They are thinking that because it waited for 2,000 years, because since 2,000 years ago, Jesus was preaching it. He sat on the cross on Calvary, and he has been telling the whole world that this world will perish. And because for the past 2,000 years since Jesus died, the world still remained the same. People are thinking that there will be no destruction. But Peter said, for your own, you human being, when you count 1,000 years before God, now only one day be that. So 2,000 years before God, now how many days be that? Only 2 days. So he has not forgotten. Let's read on, please. He says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness, but is enduring, long suffering to us what? Not willing that any, does not wish that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 10, but see it now. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night when people are not expecting. In the which the heavens, everything you see in the sky here, shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. They will be burnt up. Therefore, he now admonishes us. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. He said, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Because we know that this world will perish. But God gave us a way of escape. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved from this destruction that is coming upon the earth. We that know it, he said, what manner of lifestyle shall we live? So Christianity is not a religion. It's about life and death. You accept Christ, you have life. You reject Christ, you are eternally gone. You are finished. Do you believe this thing I'm saying?
I have believed.
Will you give your life to Christ?
I have given my life to
Christ. Eh?
I have given my life
to will Christ. You be baptized?
I will baptize.
You agree to be baptized?
I will do it.
Will you want God to give you eternal life?
Yes, sir.
You want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Come in home.
Come in home.
Kneeling down here now by yourself. Tell him. You have heard the gospel. I've wandered far away from God.
Oh, why the
will pray. Beloved brother, God bless you. Our Father and our good God, here is your Son leaning before you. Daddy, you rightly promised us that you will not cast away anyone that comes to you, Father. Daddy, here he is before you. Accept him just as he is and show him the newness of life. Daddy, by your own self, you reveal yourself to him in his dream. Daddy, here you've ordered his step right here to receive this salvation. We are indeed grateful, Holy Father. Daddy, as he will go to accomplish the things that is needed for salvation through water baptism and others, Daddy, as he enters that water, Daddy, grant him the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Papa, grant him the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you for giving us this one. We are indeed grateful. We thank you because your long suffering is also for this, our brother. Glory be to your holy name, Holy Father. In Jesus' blessed name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Stand up.
Praise God. God bless you. Do you still remember my face on Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
I met you at the back seat.
Yes, sir.
I said, I told you, God, you should go and praise him. That he, God, is the one that has been protecting you, that you could have died since. I told you at the back seat, you felt that you were crying. I was just telling my company, I said, this brother, it is God that will be saving him. That's what I told you at the back there. Yes. And you felt that you were crying. Yes. I didn't even know that enemy had killed your family. Sir, God ministered to me, you should go and continue to praise him.
Yes, sir.
He said, should go and continue to praise him. Because there's another thing God wants to do in your life. God said he wants to restore you. And what you are lost, he, God, want to restore it back to you.
Amen.
On Tuesday, before you came down Tuesday, you were weeping and crying before you came to the church. Before you came to the church,
yeah.
God ministered to you, say your time has come. That he, God, after you baptize today, he, God, is going to give you what you need.
Amen.
God bless you. God appreciate Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
Now, you're going to enter the water now. And any other person that wants to be baptized, opportunity has come. We're taking to the water now. If there's any other person here,
come to the Savior. Yeah, he is one. He has shown us the way.
Okay, they are already baptizing somebody. A sister from Belgium came and said she just wants to be baptized from the airport. She landed at the airport, drove straight here and said, I want to be baptized. Amen. These are people who catch a revelation. And they will not waste time concerning the things that pertain to salvation. God bless you. There's a call from Bayelsa. Brother Godfrey, yes? Hello?
Yeah, my name is Brother Godfrey. I'm calling from Bayelsa.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I have a question to answer. Ask from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. My question is, I'm taking it from verse 5 and 6. So I wanted to throw more light on these two verses that I made mention. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5 and 6, because in my quest, I just received the end time message, and then in my quest to correct my water baptism, I've been looking for how to baptize. And then I came across ministry, the end time believing church. But I discovered that they are not, the women there are not covering their head, which the Bible here is telling us something different. And then they are not covering their head, so I stopped. I want you to clear that area, that verse, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5 and 6.
God bless you. That scripture says, a woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered, dishonored her head. And a man praying or prophesying with his head covered also dishonored his head. That's the reason why our sisters here veil their head, cover their head, and our brothers don't put any cap on. You say you go to some churches, even end time message churches, what you mean is followers of the ministry of William Branham. I am too a follower of that ministry. That ministry is to bring us back to the Bible. And I don't believe that scripture needs any interpretation but obedience. And so, if you go there and they don't cover, that is within the limit of their understanding. It's an expression of their knowledge or interpretation of what they understand concerning that church order. It's a church order when we come together like this in worship. So, I cannot defend them, but I have showed you I am obeying that scripture. If they are not following, you ask them why they are not obeying that scripture. Because I obey it. So I don't have any explanation to give you again because I obey it. But please, I want to ask Pastor that if a friend betrays you and you decide that you will not talk to her again, can it stop you from going to heaven, Sister Mavis from South Africa? If the reason you stop talking to her is retaliatory, yes, it will affect your spiritual life. It will affect your relationship with God. Because it is against the injunction of God that we should forgive. If your friend has offended you, go and talk it over with her or with him. And settle the matter and move ahead. Don't keep malice. The Bible is against malice. That is malice. We are not to keep malice, but we are to pursue peace with all men. God bless you. So let's hear this before we take any more online, please. Yes.
My name is Sister Machi. I came from Onitsha. Daddy, I want to confirm this.
Sorry, you mean you are a native of Onitsha or you came to this program from Onitsha?
I came to this program from Onitsha.
From Onitsha?
Yes, sir.
Church, clap your hands. That's great faith. Amen. God bless you.
Daddy, I want to confirm this. I want to ask this question, and that's why I came. There's a couple that have been living for like 8 years, and the man happens to be a pastor. So they have been having issues.
There is
a couple.
A couple, okay.
Yes, sir. Well, the husband happens to be a pastor.
Okay.
So they have been having issues. So a little misunderstanding came between them. And the man asked the woman to leave the house. The woman tried all possible best to reconcile. The man refused. So when the thing kept on happening, she went to report to the church so that the marriage can be reconciled. And when she reported, they called the couple to come maybe for the reconciliation. And the pastor, the husband, removed his shoes, climbed the altar, and said, any man who tries to reconcile that marriage will die prematurely. That God has spoken to him to send the wife away, that she's not his wife, because they have been living for like 8 years, no issue. So he said that God told him that if he keep living with the woman, that the woman is not going to bear children for him. And also told the family that anybody that calls or pick the call of that woman, that he or she will also die prematurely. That is just how he wants it. So the woman try all possible best to reconcile. No way. Every day.
So what's your question?
The question is, as the woman left the house, based because she heard that it's God that asked him to send her away, is the woman now free to get married to another man?
Very big question. Praise God. The only conditions for divorce, the only condition for divorce is if caught in fornication. Secondly, if I am the one that added this one, if the marriage is in deceit, marriage in deceit, that means, and any agreement with a foundation of that the foundation of falsehood cannot stand because it will crumble. For a man who says he's a pastor to say God told him that is not his wife, if he ever had a voice like that, it is a demon that spoke to him. Because that voice is contrary to the scripture. If he acts on that voice and divorces his wife and marries another, he is living in adultery. It is thus said in the Bible. Now, when that man decides to leave this woman and goes to marry another, he has broken the marriage vow between him and that his wife. Because he has broken the marriage bond, the marriage vow, and gone to marry another, by that action, he has dissolved the marriage by that action. That woman cannot live now in perpetual celibacy by the action of that useless man. Therefore, she'll be free to remarry. And there are legalists who don't understand grace. They will say, lie, that woman cannot remarry. Wicked people. Well, you don't know the meaning of grace. You'll be given unnecessary, wicked interpretation to such. The man is already broken the vow when he goes and marries another woman. He's gone. This one is free to remarry. If it is the woman that runs away from the man and goes and remarries another man, she's living in adultery. She has already married now another man. You want the man to stay here, I'm waiting, that's my wife. As far as I'm concerned, that is my wife. When the Bible even says, if you catch your wife in fornication, you can put her away. She's not only in fornication, she's even living with the man. How can you not declare that marriage over and marry another person? This time, marry in the Lord. That's what the Bible teaches us. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.